With your Bulldog Rewind for April the 8th, I'm Sports Information Director Steve Diffie. In softball action, the Holmes Community College Lady Bulldogs had their chances on Saturday against a good Itawamba Community College Lady Indian team, but fell twice, 3-1 and 6-4. With the losses, the Lady Bulldogs fell to 11-23 overall and 7-7 in the North Division. Kelsey Martyr suffered the loss in game one. Martyr pitched 7 innings and gave up 3 runs on 5 hits, striking out 2 and walking 1. Samantha Meadows led the Lady Bulldogs with 2 hits with a double, while Karina Brown, Michelle Gregory, Lauren Tharp, and Alicia McDaniel each had 1 hit. Katie Johnston suffered the loss in game 2. Johnston gave up 5 runs on 9 hits. Kiana Wash led the Lady Bulldogs with 2 hits, with one of those hits being a double. Gregory McDaniel, Caitlin Hicks, Sharnisa Gordon, and Victoria Hunt each had 1 hit, with Gregory, McDaniel, and Hicks having a double. Tuesday, the Lady Bulldogs split with Meridian in Meridian. Holmes won the first game 5-2 and lost 2-1 in game 2. Kelsey Martyr picked up the win in game 1. She threw 5 innings, giving up 2 runs on 4 hits and walking 1. Lauren Tharp led the Lady Bulldogs with 2 hits, while Michelle Gregory, Sharnisa Gordon, Samantha Meadows, and Catherine Pennington had 1 hit each. Katie Johnston suffered the loss in relief of Kelsey Rogers in game 2. She pitched 3 2/3 innings and gave up 2 runs on 5 hits, striking out 2. Kiana Wash picked up the only hit in the game for the Lady Bulldogs. In baseball action on Saturday, the Holmes Community College Bulldogs split with the Northeast Tigers. Northeast won the first game 12-4, while the Bulldogs came back and won 6-5 in extra innings in game 2. The Bulldogs went to 16-15 overall and 6-6 in the North Division. In game 1, Stephen Blanchard suffered the loss. Jalen Bledsoe and LaDerrick Williams each led the Bulldogs with 2 hits, with Bledsoe adding a double. Josh Crowder, Blanchard, and Tal Tucker each added a hit. In game 2, Trey Goff came in the game in relief of Brennan Mark and picked up the win for the Bulldogs. Bledsoe walked and later scored in the 8th inning when Jordan Taylor hit a game-winning single. Taylor finished with 2 hits, including a double, and Cole McBride also added 2 hits. Blanchard and Tucker each doubled, while Crowder and Williams each singled. In tennis action, the Holmes Community College Bulldogs defeated Northeast 6-3 and then traveled to Northwest and defeated them 9-0, both on Friday. Also on Friday, the Holmes Community College Lady Bulldogs traveled to Northeast, lost 7-2 in their matches against Northeast, and then defeated Northwest 5-4 in Senatobia later in the day. In football, the Bulldogs are going through their spring workouts. On Friday, the team traveled down to Ridgeland High School and practiced on the turf field there at Ridgeland. According to head coach Jeff Coons, Coons says, "We got some quality game-like situations in today. The coaches did a nice job of having the players ready for the first live scrimmage of the spring. The offense did a good job of protecting the ball. There was a nice touchdown catch by Shaq Holmes. The defense had several good third down stops. They swarmed well at times. We were 100% on extra points and field goals. We introduced punt return today. It's good to see some sunshine, and it's a great day to be a Holmes Bulldog." That according to head coach Jeff Coons. This has been Sports Information Director Steve Diffie for your Bulldog Rewind.